You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 344 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. At least 101 of the new cases were people who were circulating in the community for all or part of their infectious period. There were also 11 new cases recorded in aged care home in Newcastle, which will appear in tomorrow's figures. Two deaths of people with COVID-19 were recorded, a man in his 30s and a man in his 90s, with neither case vaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says cases were starting to decline in the Fairfield and Canterbury-Bankstown local government areas, but the adjoining suburbs and LGAs of Bayside, Burwood and the Inner West were seeing an increase. Ms Berejiklian also added demand for vaccinations remained high, with a record 30,510 COVID-19 vaccines administered in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, including 8,100 at the vaccination centre at Sydney Olympic Park.
I think it's important to say to people that if we have higher rates of vaccination, there is every chance you might be able to do something more than what you can today. And I think for most people, that is incentive. We've seen how the incentive of getting back to work in the last few days has really ignited people to get vaccinated. Those incentives work. And if we can incentivise people to say that if you're fully vaccinated, you might be able to undertake activity which you can't now, well, that's a positive. And I think most people would appreciate that.
There were 374 New South Wales COVID-19 cases in hospital on Wednesday morning, with 62 in intensive care and 29 needing ventilation. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the ICU cases had quite a young profile, with 3 in their 20s, 7 in their 30s, 6 in their 40s, 14 in their 50s, 13 in their 60s, 16 in their 70s, and 3 in their 80s. The comments come as the central western region of Dubbo goes into a snap 7-day lockdown after 2 COVID-19 cases were recorded in the area. The new restrictions apply to anyone who lives in the Dubbo LGA or has been there before or after the 1st of August. Dubbo is home to a large Indigenous community, and the council's Aboriginal liaison officer, Kerri-Ann Stanley, says many Aboriginal people live in extended families, which could pose challenges when it comes to isolating from others.
Isolating our people is just not in our DNA. You know, those dots are there for a reason. We need to stay connected to feel whole and, you know, and as one. So I'm really concerned about specifically our elders as well. I just really wonder about our elders that don't have that in-home support, and how lockdown may affect their emotional well-being, you know, and kind of add to their loneliness and their isolation already. So I'm probably just saying make sure that we take care of those people that we know are really vulnerable already.
And as the country's vaccination program gathers pace, opposition health spokesman Mark Butler has raised concerns about the pace of the program, saying it's still too slow and is having real consequences.
We're 18 months into this pandemic, but still only 18% of Australians are fully vaccinated, the lowest rate in the developed world. And those low vaccination rates are playing out with real consequences in aged care. Right now, we again have more aged care facilities now in New South Wales who are locked down. Hundreds of aged care residents locked down because aged care staff who are not fully vaccinated are still bringing the COVID virus into their facility.
And the Coalition says it's doing all it can to challenge COVID-19 misinformation spread by conspiracy groups such as QAnon. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Parliament the government has no association with information spread by such groups, labelling them rubbish conspiracies. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is doing all it can to combat medical misinformation in a range of languages.
The Department of Health engages in a myth-busting process in terms of its public information. We work exactly as he says with communities across the country, the provision of material in multiple different languages. We work with SBS on that front. In particular, one of the things we have to deal with is medical misinformation.
And Melbourne's lockdown will be extended by a week as Victoria records another 20 locally acquired coronavirus infections, including another 5 mystery cases. 15 of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks and 14 were in quarantine during their infectious periods. But with the origins of the initial outbreak from last week still a mystery and the 5 new mystery cases on Wednesday, Premier Daniel Andrews says there was no option but to extend the 6th lockdown.
The fact that outbreaks that are already challenged by the fact that we can't determine where the original source, where the index case was and how they got it, and the fact that through information overnight, through these results overnight, we have added in fact to the number of mysteries.
And Queensland has increased vaccinations as Cairns prepares to emerge from a snap lockdown after no new COVID-19 cases were detected in Brisbane. Low cases combined with high testing rates mean the state's lockdown was lifted at 4 p.m. today. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.